This is Jam High.
Hello and welcome back to the DJ Sound Show. Super excited today.
Hello, me too.
Welcome, Mogwai.
Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
Very well. Happy to be here.
Nice.
You have a nice studio.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, we're really excited to have you. You've just flown in from Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. You played for Beatport last night.
Right. It was a Beatport live session, and some people were invited, just 20, and then they broadcasted it live. It was nice.
Nice. And a super busy summer, as always, yeah?
But cool. I take it easy. It's busy, but I don't stress myself too much, so...
You pick and choose the things that you want to do.
Always. When it comes to music, production, when it comes to touring, and...
Quality. Quality, not quantity.
Quality will survive.
Now, what are we going to do today?
Playing a nice quality mix. playing a nice mixture.
Would you say that this is like a snapshot of where Mogwai's at the moment?
Yes. It's not a, like, because we only have, let's say, 50 minutes or a little bit more or a little bit less. So I'm trying to bring as many tracks, but not playing it as fast as I can. Like, playing some tracks, what I'm really up for, what I really like, some productions of mine, what I'm known for, but also some tracks what people maybe haven't heard from me for a long time or don't expect.
Nice.
And,
Because, I mean, 21 years in the game.
Yeah, 20, yeah. It's a long time.
You know, you're not messing about. You've
I don't think
sort
about
of wealth
it.
Wealth of history behind you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's constant reinvention there, isn't there?
Constantly. But if you're up for and you go through your life with open eyes and open ears and go with your gut and like what you're doing, this is, I think, the best indicator when it comes to music productions and... And playing stuff what you like. When you like it, it's always my maxim. So when I like it, 100,000 or more people like it, and 500 don't like it.
Now, wise words. Now, living in Berlin at
yes.
the moment, how are you finding that?
To be honest, it was not my decision. It was more a second home for me and my wife. Because I know Berlin from the time from the Love Parade and May Days and from the party scene.
Yeah.
And it's always good to be there, but for a few days, then it's nice to leave the city. Right now, it's great to live there because it's evolving. It becomes a really metropole in Germany, the only one what we have.
Yeah.
And you could easily live there without knowing any German word. And you hear more Spanish people, Italian or English people than German. So it's a great place, really. It's a great international place. You can do everything. And it's an adventure city. Really.
Do you feel kind of quite integrated there? Or do you not spend enough time there to really kind of... Being part of the scene.
Yeah, that's a good question. I ask myself the same question because I grew up in the Ruhr area and this is still my home. It will ever be my home because I grew up there and all my real old friends are there. But I know a lot of people in Berlin from back in the days and from now since I live there. And I feel integrated. For sure, it's different when you come from a smaller city because it's for me, it's a big city.
Yeah.
3 million compared to London. It's a small city. And I had a talk with Paul Kalkbrenner at Tomorrowland last year. He said, okay, when you compare Berlin to Shanghai, and it's a little, what is it called?
a little suburb.
Yes. So, there's enough room for everything. And I love living there.
Nice. Now, if people get a taste of what they hear today, there's also your radio show.
Yes.
Isn't there? Eins Live,
WDR, the biggest youth radio station in Europe we have. Most people don't know that. I'm doing my radio show there for almost 11 years, every week,
wow,
1 hour.
That's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
Probably longer than your marriage, yeah?
Yes, it is. and I do all the mixes on my own, all the pre-listening from demos and so on. So I don't have someone who's preparing it. I do everything on my own. And it's a pain in the ass sometimes, but you're always up to date when it comes to new stuff. So.
Well, I think that we're going to hear that today, aren't we?
Right. Hopefully.
I think you need to walk around the other side.
All right.
and lay it down. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mogwai here on the DJ Sound Show.
In my heart, in my heart. Thank you. Bye. When I start, don't disturb me. Rhythm that gets your mind thirsty. When I rock, it's something to see.
Something to see, something to see.
When I start, don't disturb me. Rhythm that gets your mind thirsty. When I rock, it's something to see.
Something to see, something to see.
Rhythm that gets your mind thirsty. Rhythm that gets your mind thirsty. When I rock, it's something to see.
Something to see, something to see.
Mogwai in the mix here on the DJ Sound Show. What a great hour.
Thank
you. I'm just going to turn your headphones down.
Oh,
there
right.
we go, there
wow,
we go.
Wow, wow, wow.
So,
yeah, they're pretty loud.
Yes.
Great sound.
Yeah, what a great show.
Thank you. Thank
Many
you.
Different avenues explored there.
Right.
A lot of fun, yeah.
But hopefully in a good story. I think the switch from one direction to the next one, I tried to make it as fast as I can, but as good as...
Yeah, it was very smooth.
Told as I can.
Very smooth. Some nice influences in there.
Thank you.
And a lot of original productions. Is the Watermat track, was that in there?
Yeah, the Watermat track was in some tracks what I brought out on Mousetrap. On my label Punks, the one what I did was Cascade, I played.
So we're going to be able to get a track listing off you.
Absolutely.
I know our viewers love a track listing.
So. I love track listing as well.
Track so list, how but. Is Punks going?
I stopped releasing there, but without a reason. It was more like, okay, I had tracks... which suits it better to Scythe, to Spinnin', to Skinned, or for example to Mousetrap.
Yeah.
And then there were a few tracks where I thought, okay, they won't fit to anywhere else than to Punks. Same, for yeah. example, the last track what I played, the When I Walk track, which this is a full-on Punks track, but it came out 1.5 or 2 years ago. So yeah, Punks is pretty open, and I think I will start releasing there again. I'm not sure nice. When, but it's all about the right production and the right surroundings. So when there's the right production, it comes out on Punks.
Excellent. Now, we said before that, you know, this was hopefully like a snapshot of where Mogwai is at in 2015. Are you happy?
Full on. I'm super happy. No, really. Really. It's a great overview.
Yeah,
and it's it was a nice story mix wise, and I'll focus more on playing nice track than on doing whatever super affecting.
No,
it was nice to listen to, not too much of everything, hopefully.
Nice. Well, I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
We're gonna go a lot deeper. You're coming on our sister show, The Lab,
mm-hmm.
where we're gonna talk about the craft of DJing and explore your past. So remember to check that out. That will be on our Mixcloud page.
Check it out. We're going pretty deep.
We're going to go deep.
Deep down.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was really, really a pleasure, and it was really fun.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget, you can check out all the other shows on our YouTube page. That's youtube.com/PioneerDJSounds. Don't forget to subscribe. See you soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. See you on tour.